Hi everyone, welcome to Tech Take. I'm your host, Colby Hockmuth. Today I'm really excited to present a little snippet from an interview I did with a very impressive leader in the federal space. Robin East is the Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Treasury Department and has been there for the past 2 years. Prior to that, Robin was working as the Deputy CIO at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And before that, she was the Executive Director of the Administrative Applications Department in Information Systems and Services at George Washington University right here in D.C. So in those capacities, it's where she really honed her expertise at IT management and what ultimately made her the ideal choice for the CIO position at the Treasury 2 years ago. So keep your eyes on FedScoop this week. I'm going to have a full profile on Robin. But for now, I'm going to talk a little bit about the end of our conversation, where I took some time to ask her any advice she might have for young women coming up in tech and coming up in government in light of our Women in Leaders tech feature that we have for Tech Take. So I'm going to give a few clips of the interview and just talk in general about what advice she had. So it's no secret for anybody working in this space that it tends to be male-dominated, and that's a partial reason why I wanted to feature some outstanding women on this podcast. I've been to plenty of government events and tech events and meetups after work, and a lot of times I find that I really am just, you know, part of a handful of women in this room. And so when Ms. East and I were chatting about this fact, she agreed that she'd had the same experience working at the Treasury.
I look around myself sometimes and at who's around the table with me as we're having our meetings, and I think, why am I the only woman at this table?
Now, given Missy's unique perspective and experience, I asked her what advice she might have for young women coming into this field. And her advice was that it really doesn't matter what gender you are when it comes to those qualities that will set you apart from other candidates. Qualities like leadership and being able to demonstrate that leadership. For example, students coming out of college, having had leadership positions on on-campus organizations, and just being involved on campus in general. Secondly, communication skills, she says, are crucial to any young person's career as they go in their field. And she sort of highlighted a skill set that she referred to as the softer skills that set somebody apart.
Communication, manners, political awareness, all of those things are what make people the well-rounded kind of individual that a potential new boss is going to gravitate to.
She also said maturity is key. Maturity in how you conduct yourself is something that she says some people learn faster than others, and that it's really important to not underestimate the importance of professionalism, and that sometimes it's something that can be learned. And a lot of times it's something that someone just has about them and that they, you know, other people need to work towards it.
The important thing is to be aware. The younger you can train yourself to be aware, right, of how other people react to how you react, then the faster you learn and the better off you are.
So if you want to hear more of what Robin East, CIO of the Treasury, had to say, keep your eyes on FedScoop this week. I'd like to give her a big thank you for taking some time after our interview for our profile to talk a little bit about what it's like to be a woman leader in the government and technology sort of landscape, and sharing some of her really useful advice. So if you have any ideas for some other women that you think might be great for this podcast, please feel free to email me, colby@fedscoop.com, C-O-L-B-Y, or hey, tweet at me, @ColbyAnn, C-O-L-B-Y-A-N-N. So, thanks so much for listening. That's all for Tech Take. I'm Colby Hockmuth.